Girl Talk connected a generation of girls with 25 strong, successful women from the same community, the Hill District. Through meaningful, transformative conversations, this initiative helped girls to develop the personal confidence required to explore and succeed in diverse post-secondary education and career options. Girl Talk served 29 girls between 11 and 17 years old. These are their reflections.
We interviewed Brenda Tate, Aisha,
Charlene Barnett,
Emma Morgan,
Terry Williams, Johnson,
Mercedes,
Marissa Williams,
Jackie Wright,
Kim
Emma Lucas, Darby.
When she walked in the room, like, the whole room, like, lit up. Her personality and spirit, it's welcoming. You can talk to her about, like, almost anything. She's, like, happy. It's like, I need somebody who's, like, happy like her.
I like how I got to get to know her in the interview so I could know more details about her.
Some of the women that we interviewed here and that I've seen them when I was younger, and so to know how it was then and to see how they are now, it's really a big accomplishment. I feel like they did a lot.
Especially because she grew up exactly where I grew up. She went to the schools that I went to. She did the things that I did, and she broke barriers that everyone thinks people like us can't break. So it was really inspiring to me.
Charlene, she was very nice.
I related to Mercedes by how she talked about we need to have more Black entrepreneurship in the Hill.
She saw the changes like throughout the Hill, because one place is not going to stay the same forever. So like, there's going to be some changes. And she was talking about how everything's different. Like, the Hill, like, she grew up in, and now the Hill now.
What she said that was inspiring to me was, if someone tells you no, then find a way to make them tell you yes. So she just said such amazing things that I wish I just could take those words and just remember them forever.
Florence is a great storyteller.
I think her career path is amazing. What she's been through and still being able to pursue her career of wanting a food truck and running businesses. So I think that's amazing.
She said she went around the world, which I want to do. She never like gave up on like her dreams about going to different places and exploring new things. So I think that inspired me.
It really inspired me when she talked about her own business. I was impressed that she could do something at such a high level and exceed at it so much.
I absolutely loved the interview. It was like speaking to an older version of myself, because she's just like me.
And I think that was cool because she's taking opportunities like in job fields to just try something new. It impacted me because I like trying something new, and I feel like that's what me and her have in common, is like going headfirst and trying stuff new and just being independent. Like, being independent is such a great thing, especially as a woman, because you don't always want somebody to just, like, you have to, like, lean on. That's something that I want to also work on myself, is being independent.
Terry Baltimore, I like her personality and how, like, she seemed happy to give us, like, advice and happy, like, telling her story about how, where she grew up and how, like, she has connections around the Hill.
At the end of that day, I think we need more people like Aisha in the community. Because people like Aisha, I feel like she has willpower to, like, uplift the community.
I really want to thank her about her showing the good side of the Hill, and maybe the bad side, but mostly the good.
She wants to see us as teenagers being able to pursue amazing careers and do great things, you know, with our lives.
I feel like this is a great opportunity to hear somebody else's words that comes from the Hill District.
You're an astonishing woman, and I assure you that when you set goals for yourself, I know that you are able to achieve them, as your quotes have influenced me to do what I love, and I appreciate your wisdom and your honesty and your love and compassion, and it'll never be forgotten.
Girl Talk is made possible by Macaulay Ministries Foundation and was produced by SLB Radio Productions.